You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to ya. Hey, wake up. Listen, get your coffee, get your hot tea, whatever the thing is you're into, get it. Because I need you to be awake and alert with me this morning, because I'm going to put some scripture in your lap. Hear me? I am going to put some scripture in your lap, and I want you to be able to retain what I'm giving you this morning. I really do. You need to hear this stuff. We're going to talk about the kingdom. Now, I'm going to kind of get in this quick, because I think I lose a lot of time trying to explain what Lifeline is and how you can call up here and all this stuff. Bottom line is, I'm sitting there live. I'm ready to intercede on your behalf. If you need Jesus, if you got some issues, call up here. First thing I'm going to do is introduce you to Jesus. If you're not saved, I wasn't saved, I'd get saved, because here's the deal. If you have not come into this kingdom, if you've not accepted the Spirit of God, if you're trying to walk this thing out in the flesh but somehow ask God to help you, He can't. God does not operate in the flesh. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we got to get you over here in the Spirit that Jesus offered in the book of John when He said, listen, let me tell you something. It's way better for you that I go away. Because if I don't leave this earth and ascend to the right hand of the Father, I can't send you my Spirit. But if I arise like I told you, if you watch me go in this grave and 3 days later I'm gone, that means I rose up just like I promised. That means I'm at the right hand of the Father just like I promised. And that means you can believe what I'm telling you, because no one else can possibly conquer death, hell, and the grave. Now, I'm going to send you my Spirit. Called the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, Comforter. That we have quite a few names in the Bible for the Holy, which is from God, Spirit. It's very easy. So when I send my Spirit to you, He'll move in you. If you invite Him, if you open up the door and say, come in me, Lord, and make me new. Make me a new creature. Give me a new birth. Give me a new life in the Spirit, that I no longer walk this thing out in my mind with the intellectual knowledge that only I can get from my flesh. I want to go up to another level. I want to go up to the God level. I want to come up high with you so that I'm operating in your Spirit. That way I won't err in my ways, because I'll have your personal Spirit living in me, teaching me, training me, speaking to me, guiding me. Now, as long as I yield to what you say, the Spirit of Truth will teach me all truth, will not lie to me, therefore I cannot err. That's what you're here. That's what I'm trying to offer you this morning. You need to accept. So if you call here, first thing we're going to do, make sure you have the Spirit in you. Otherwise, I think I'm praying for you and you can't receive what I'm asking for. Because I don't know personally, I don't know you. So if you call here, I'm going to ask you one thing. Have you accepted Jesus Christ? If you haven't, like I said again, if I was not saved, which means healed, delivered, made whole from all the things that the world system or natural system is offering you and giving to you, then I'd call up and get saved. I'd say, man, 221-1100, 221-1100. Hey, Landon, man, I need to be saved, brother. I need to be delivered from this world. I need to be translated into this kingdom. I need out of this kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light desperately. Please pray that God would give me His Spirit. I accept Jesus as my Savior, and I want all the benefits that come with it, and I'll start living as a kingdom citizen now. 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Right now, you can turn on your laptop, desktop, tablet, whatever you got, that you can pull this thing up. WCNO.com. Okay, Willing Christians now on. WCNO.com. Live broadcast. Click on it. If you miss me, go on demand. It's very simple. You'll see a calendar pop up. Hey, you know what day it is. You know we come on at 8:30 in the morning. The program's called Lifeline. Very easy. All right. I'm going to give you an email at the end. and I'm going to give you a chance to partner with us. You can support this ministry. Hey, no greater thing. Release. Listen, if you want blessings in your finances and you want God to operate in the financial realm of your life, you have to somewhere, whether it be me or whoever else you trust, release your finances to God. You can't hoard every dime you get, never give anything to his kingdom and go, oh God, please bless my money. I'm hurting. I can't pay my bills. He's like, well, you haven't released anything to me. You haven't invited me into that part of your life. By releasing some financial seed, you're going, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm sowing this. You're not sowing it to me. Whether it be this ministry or whatever ministry you decide to partner with or sow with, you're writing that check or you're doing that sowing so that you can say, God, I trust you here. I trust you enough. I'm going to release this because I'm going to sow so that I can reap in this area. That's what sowing and reap is. You're sowing into the financial kingdom of God so that God can now start to work in your finances and you can reap a financial harvest. Don't do it out of greed. God's not a bank. You don't exchange money. You don't go, I'm sowing now, you owe me. You'll never see anything. You're sowing out of a grateful heart. Thank you, Lord, for what I do have. Thank you, Lord. Accept this little bit from me, please, Lord. I just give it to you, Lord. I want to start trusting you my finances, and I release this, and my spirit feels good about it. That's when you tithe. That's when you release to some ministry, and God can work in your life. Good morning again. This is Landon. This program is called Lifeline. Listen now. We're going to get serious about some scripture. Get a pen, get a paper, get your phone, get it on record so you can write these scriptures down. Whatever you have to do, you need this. Like I said, if you miss it, it's on demand. Please listen closely. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Here's what King David says. Now, King David, I don't have time to explain every one of these and what the pre-thing is. He had just built a house for the Lord. I mean, the details, if you go back and look at 1 Chronicles, the details are unreal. The way God supplied this, the way God did that. I mean, it's just unreal. God blessed this man phenomenal. When David did sacrifices and offerings, just like we just talked about, the little financial thing, if you look at this verse, he sacrificed 1,000 bulls and then 1,000 head of cattle, 1,000 sheep. I was looking at that man this morning. I was going, wow. So tell me he wasn't blessed. I mean, when you got 1,000 you can slaughter just to offer to the Lord, man, you are wow. I mean, I was amazed at how God took care of this man. But listen, here's what King David had to say about the Lord, okay? I want you to hear this. This is your God. This is your God that's in the kingdom of heaven, that he's trying to offer this kingdom to you. He's trying to bring you out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven with power. So David said, thine, O Lord, not thine, somebody else, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and every single thing that is in the earth is yours, O Lord. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. I believe that if I wasn't serving this particular God of the Bible, if I wasn't serving Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, after I heard somebody tell me that the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness. You know what that means? Thine, O Lord, is the mighty acts. Listen, when you need a healing, that's a mighty act. When you haven't got a job and you need one bad, you're going to get kicked out of your house, you need a mighty act. When cancer's knocking at your door, you need a mighty act. When divorce is calling your name, when the devil's coming and crushing your family, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's taking you guys down, you need a mighty act. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. You're the one that performs the mighty acts. And the power, which is the force or the strength of this mighty act, and the glory. Here's the glory. The glory is the ornament. It's the beauty of God. Once the greatness of God comes and the power comes, it's a beautiful thing. And the victory. Here's the victory. You ready? The victory is a proper goal. That is what you're reaching towards. You have to have confidence in this. You'll have confidence. As you walk with God, he gives you the mighty act, and the power comes and the glory comes, you'll start to have trustworthiness. God will become the one you trust more than anything or anybody. You'll start to see the goal because you can see, I can achieve this with God. All things are really possible. And then it says he's the majesty. And the majesty, he's the grandeur. Again, he's the glorious, he's the honorable, he's the all in all. All that is in heaven. Okay, think about that. That's where you need your source to come from. All that's in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom and Thou art exalted as head above all. Thou art exalted, Lord, as the King of kingdoms and the Lord of lords. That kingdom is the dominion. It's exactly what it is. This is a huge realm and a huge royal reign of divine dominion. Now, why did I start with that thing from David? He got the understanding. That's the bottom line. I just read you. That's who God is. That's who I'm offering you this morning. I'm offering you a chance to serve that God. I'm offering you a chance for that God to come into your life and take over your life and do mighty acts and miraculous things that you've never had. He is the God of all that is in heaven and in earth. His is the kingdom. So here's where we're going next. After John the Baptist was put in prison, and we know John the Baptist came preaching what? The gospel of the kingdom. John was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That teaching, which has gotten kind of put out of the church, a lot of churches these days. We're preaching a lot of theology, a lot of smart stuff, but it's all about the gospel of the kingdom. That's the bottom line. Without the gospel of the kingdom, none of the other things we're teaching work. So let's go back to our basic foundation and find out, what is this gospel of the kingdom? Why was it so important that God, let's even go back further, that Jehovah God from heaven, in his supreme divinity, in his divine essence, would actually sanction a man from the womb. It says that when Elizabeth was with child, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost in the womb. Why would God ordain, divinely fill a man with the Holy Ghost when he's yet a seedling in the womb, birth him for the purpose of preaching the gospel of the kingdom? John would go around everywhere saying, repent. Well, actually, you see the Galilee, but he would go around saying, repent ye, turn from your ways and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, repent and receive this gospel, this good news of this kingdom. Now, that was such a big deal. The gospel of the kingdom was the most important message ever brought forth. It was such a big deal, Satan locked the boy up. There was a time John taught this so long, and the enemy came and put him in prison. He said, man, I got to shut this down. This guy's transforming lives, and he's bringing them out of my kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, where I no longer can control them, have control over them, or take them out or kill them, or I can't touch them. Once they get in God's protection and they're put in the Father's mighty hand, I'm done. I have no power over man no more. That's why this gospel is so important. So Satan said, man, I got to lock this joker up. Whatever I got to do, I got to take him off the streets. I got to stop this message. Jesus said, okay, fine. You lock John up. All right, you got that one. You know what? I'm not going to ordain another man for this message. I'll preach it myself. Because you already know what happened. When you came to me, when the devil came to Jesus, he said, man, if you be the Son of God, you tell them stones to be bread. I know you're starving. You've been out here fasting 40 days in the desert. He said, man, let me tell you something. Man shall not live by bread alone. But man shall live, have life in his being, have health, have abundance, be well by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He said, so let me tell you something, devil. You might have locked John up. You know what? I'll preach this gospel myself. So now Jesus comes on the scene and says, I'm here, devil. You know you can't touch me. I'm going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Think about that. Your Lord, your King of kings and Lord of lords, preached the gospel of the kingdom himself. Why? Because that word had to get out. This is the most important doctrine you'll ever hear. It's the doctrine. There's not a doctrine of division. There's not a Methodist and Catholic and Baptist and this and Presbyterian and New Holy this movement and that some movement. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. Your gospel? You don't have a gospel. Jesus is the gospel. And the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Period. You don't need to put titles and names. We should all have churches say, gospel, kingdom of God. Because that's what you're here to do. He ordained you to preach the good news. You can't get people baptized without preaching good news. You can't keep people saved without preaching the good news. So Jesus comes on the scene himself. He says, all right, John got locked up. I'm going to preach it myself. He said, check this out. After John got put in prison, this is what I come to say. The time is fulfilled. What's that mean? Because we always think there's this dispensation of time. Well, in the fullness of time, when the Lord comes back, Jesus, your Lord and Savior, said the time is replete. The time is fulfilled. The time is here. I've satisfied it. It is under the kingdom's influence. Come get it. So Jesus comes on the scene. He says the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Let me say that again for all you waiting on something. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God. There's nothing higher. I'm here to give you the good news this morning. I'm offering you the most important and the most powerful advance of a sovereign God and an all-powerful kingdom, and I'm inviting you into it. Come on in the kingdom and shut the door behind. Don't look back. Forget about what you did yesterday. You get over in this kingdom. Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here. It's near to you. It's approachable, and I'm offering it to you now. That's what Jesus said. I'm speaking on the king's behalf. Reading it right out of scripture. Mark 1:15. He said, repent you and believe this good news this morning. He said, repent. That means think differently. Reconsider yourself. Reconsider who you are. Reconsider your goals. Reconsider your thoughts. Reconsider your mentality. Reconsider your belief system and be morally different. Come on over here with me, he says. Reconsider your life. And believe, have faith in me and trust me. Put your trust in me, Jesus, and accept this good news. This man's bringing you this good news this morning. Accept it. I'm bringing you exactly what Jesus brought. I'm here to represent the king. I'm here as an ambassador for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I'm representing on behalf of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. And the king says, turn from your ways, repent, take on a new thought pattern, analyze your life, come on over here with me. Believe in Jesus, trust in Jesus. That's the good news, and I will give you the kingdom. Now, Jesus here is talking. Okay, we're going to go to John 3 now. We're going to skip from the Mark 1:15, jump over to John 3. Jesus now comes up to this religious man. And the reason I'm pointing that out, because people think, oh, I got to be religious. Please don't do that. Jesus is talking to a religious man. He is the king, or not the king. He's the leader of the Jews. This guy is major influential on the Jewish community. He's the leader of the Jews. And he's working with a works mentality, which is where a lot of us get caught these days. He's working in a system of, I believe that I'm good with God because of my works. I'm the guy that takes the money every Sunday in church. I'm the guy that opens the doors. I'm the lady that goes and helps the whatever you do, okay? Fill in the blank. So my works, Landon, I've got a good heart, man. My works prove that I am worthy. It doesn't work that way. Now, don't get me wrong. God is, he's very happy with your works. You will one day be judged on those very works. But in order to accept the kingdom, in order to have the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit come in you and you be transformed from a natural person into a spirit person, and for you to have the power of the Spirit working in your life, for you to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit, have the Spirit of truth guiding you and leading you, and the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, it says, for that to happen, you have to be a spirit person. You have to be born again and born anew. You need to be born brand new, which means obviously you're here in the flesh because you're listening to me. So he's not going to birth you flesh again. Now you're going to be birthed just like you were in the flesh. You're going to be an infant in the Spirit. That's why I say when you accept Christ, don't try to be the mature Christian tomorrow. Realize, I just accepted this gospel. I'm an infant. I just got invited into a kingdom I've never lived in. I'm now in the kingdom of God. How's this thing operate? I know the United States documents. I know all the decrees that our forefathers wrote, Abraham, Lincoln, all. I know all that stuff put together, but how does this kingdom operate? Well, you're in luck. God provoked men. Do you know the Bible took 1,500 years to write? A lot of people don't even know that. They just think, you know, some man got together real smart and King James or whoever, just not at all, man. 1,500 years it took to compose these letters and these documents, and then they magically come together. Come on, man. God ordained this thing. Four different continents. These men were from four different continents. They didn't even speak the same language. But once you get into this constitution, God writ, he made this writ for you. He brought together what we call the constitution of the kingdom, your Bible that you don't read. And I'm not knocking for that. Listen, I understand. The reason people don't read their Bible, there is a devil, there is an enemy. The last thing he wants you to do is read the constitution of the new kingdom you've moved into. If you read the instruction manual, if you get to know the constitution on how your king wants his kingdom to operate, and you start to speak and live as per the constitution, he can't touch you. You'll have the power and the authority of the king. That's why we do things in Jesus' name. He wrote the document. You get in there and learn the Constitution. Now you take the Constitution and you say, my king, because you're serving the king now, you say, my king Jesus said this. Nothing can touch that. Nothing can come against that. That is the almighty supreme divinity giving you a constitution that he backs with his kingdom. Who's going to come against that? Nothing. There's nothing in a power realm that's able to come against that. That's why you don't read your Bible. Satan does not want you to read that Bible. It is the constitution of the kingdom of God. There's more power in there than you have the ability to comprehend. So Jesus comes to this man, religious guy, leader of the Jews. He says, listen here, man, let me tell you something. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. This is what I'm trying to offer you this morning. You got to get born again to see this kingdom. He said, the next thing he says, except a man be born of the Spirit. That's what we're just talking about. And I want to prove it to you in Scripture. So you know I'm not just telling you you have to become spirit. Jesus said, except a man be born again, a second time, brand new, he can't see this kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the Spirit of God, he cannot enter into this kingdom. Oh, Lord, save me. I've been stricken with this. I'm afflicted. I'm on my deathbed. I'm in the hospital. Are you in the kingdom of God? Are you born of the Spirit of God? I'm just saying this because otherwise, don't waste your breath with all that. If you're still natural, he wants to help you. He can't help you. His help is, I'm inviting you into my kingdom. Listen, come into my kingdom so I can heal you. Come into my kingdom so I can operate on you. When you refuse my kingdom and you stay over here in the flesh world, I can't come there. I am a spirit. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, Jesus goes on to say in verse 7 of John 3, you must be born again. I'm giving you the words right from the king's lips. Jesus himself said, you must be born again. Take hold of this. Don't miss this. You got to accept the kingdom. Okay, you got to be born again from this kingdom. Now you have to accept the birth of the Spirit. Now you can become one with God. We got to move fast because of time. But listen, I don't mind you calling here. If we get phone calls and don't get to the teaching, I'd rather lead people to the kingdom. I'd rather have you be transformed in this kingdom today. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. 1 Corinthians. Now, Paul got a hold of this because Paul was a heathen. He was a flesh man, killing Christians, persecuting them, hauling them off to prison, just being terrible, vile man. So look at his life. Whenever you get a chance, look at his life, because if God can change that joker, I don't care what you're into, he can change you. 1 Corinthians 15:50, Paul said this. When he finally came to the revelation of Jesus, when he got touched by Jesus on the road to Damascus, he came to himself, he got born again, he got baptized with the Spirit, and he said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I wanted to pull this verse out because I just told you that. And you're going, oh, Landon, come on, man. God's merciful, God's love. God is love. God's so loving, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Eternal life is a life in the Spirit. So he's offering you a chance to leave your flesh behind. You may live in this flesh suit, okay, I understand. But you'll no longer be controlled by it, influenced by it, afflicted by it. He's going to offer you a chance to come up into this kingdom realm. He says, now this I say, brethren, know the truth. Flesh and blood, who you are now as a natural man, it's not possible for you to inherit the kingdom that way. So now he goes on in 2 Corinthians 5:17 to say, okay, so therefore, well, what's that therefore? What is therefore, therefore? Therefore is to say, so too, or thus let it be this way, if any man be in Christ. That's what I've offered you, a chance to come up into the kingdom of God, the same gospel Jesus taught. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, not about Christ, not talking like you know something, but submitted to him, you've invited him in your life to change you, make you anew, and you've become born again. I'm now born again by the Spirit of God. Now he says, if that's you, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. You're a brand new creature. Who you were yesterday doesn't matter. You're a new formation of a person. You've been formated into a spirit man or spirit woman by God Almighty, his supreme divinity, his grace. One of the Greek definitions for grace is divine influence upon your heart. We all know it's unmerited favor. That's the common ground denomination thing everybody teaches. And it's very true. But I love that one where it says it's the divine influence upon your heart. Because why? The heart is wicked above all things. who can know what the Bible says? But once your heart becomes the house of the Lord, ha, now your heart motives change. He can speak to you. He can teach you. He can train you. Old things are passed away, it says here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Behold, this little imperative here is very important. It says to see. He says, lo, stop what you're doing and listen to this. All things become new. To who? Those who have inherited the kingdom of God. All right, so Colossians 1:13. This is what happens. Once you've inherited this kingdom, once you said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, I want to be born again as your son or daughter. I want to be born again from above and inherit this kingdom. Here's what it says in Colossians 1:13. Who has delivered you now from the power of darkness, praise God. Cancer's in the power of darkness. I got news for you. Emphysema, the power of darkness. The fact that he had you hooked on things for so long that it killed your body, power of darkness. He's delivered you from the power of darkness and has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Translated you. He carried you away. He carried you away and exchanged you and removed you from the kingdom that you used to live in your flesh and has translated you into the kingdom of his son. What do I do now? Here's what Jesus said. We got 1 minute. Listen close. Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, now you seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek you the kingdom of God. Take all your efforts to meditate upon that scripture every day. Seek the kingdom of God and you'll become equally like Jesus. You'll be justified in God's eyes as his son. You'll become the inherited son. And all these things shall be added to you. 2 Peter said it this way. He said, wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence. Be serious about this. Make your calling and your election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. I want you to see it in scripture because I keep saying this and you think I'm promising something that's not true. Wherefore, the rather brethren, be diligent. Don't play games with this. Be serious. Make your calling and your election sure. If you'll do this, you'll never fall. For so an inheritance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, abundantly. When you draw near to God, he's going to open this up to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me close it with this. You have to come this way. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. Can't get there in the natural. But the kingdom of God is in righteousness. We all need this. Where is this? It's right here. I'm giving it to you. It's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. That's how you get there. Accept Jesus as your Savior, be born anew, and then become a spirit man and be trained. And he'll open up the entrance to the kingdom and allow you to come in. Allow you to come in. If you missed this, you can pull this up online. If you didn't follow the verses, I went a little fast, I know. Pull it up online, man. WCNO.com, go on demand. You got to get this. You got to get this. Email me. I'll help you. I'll give it to you. I'll walk you through it. I'll explain every verse. I'll explain every word. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. The email for us is TryLifeline@gmail.com. My dad, Bob, or me, Landon, will be glad to help you. We're here for you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Support this ministry at Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Partner with us. Open up your finances so God can come into there. Give some to the kingdom and say, Lord, here, let me put this little crumb in the kingdom so that I open up my life in my financial world to you. I want you in my finances, Lord. I haven't been a good steward. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Partner with us. Sow some seed here at Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email me. I want to walk you through the kingdom. I want to teach you the kingdom. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I love you and I want to hear from you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Please use the email. I'm here for you. I want to do this for you. I love you. I'll see you next week. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline. It's not too late to call. 221-1100.
Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.